I'm reading from Luke chapter 19, in the encounter of Zacchaeus with Jesus. He entered Jericho, and that's Jesus, and was passing through, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into the sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled, "He has gone to be in the guest of a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Father God, guide us as we look into your word this evening and just bless our time together and our time with our families and friends as we think about you sending your Son into the world to be our Savior. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So what does this passage have to do with Christmas? Well, there's a tree in it. It's a sycamore tree, not a Christmas tree. And Zacchaeus climbed up to see Jesus. And Jesus is in it, though he's not a baby. He's a man. He's grown up. Sometimes we separate Christ as child from his ministry. And in the past few weeks, we've been talking about 10 places in the Gospels where Jesus says specifically why he came. And this is one of them. This is probably one of the summaries. And I want to just look at verse 10, "For the Son of Man." Now that's a title for the Messiah. That's Jesus' favorite title for himself. It's from Daniel chapter 7. We've been studying that this past year. "The Son of Man came," or has come, "to seek and to save the lost." This is his purpose. This is why he came. His birth in Bethlehem was just not a random accidental event in that sense. So this is why we're looking at it, because it relates to why he came to be a baby in the first place. Now what I want to do, most of you or many of you have trees at home. We do, and you put your ornaments up, and sometimes you have ornaments that are special to you. If you carried through the years, maybe your kids made them. Maybe you bought them in different special places. But many of them have meanings. And I wanted to take three words out of this one verse, and you can find it easily enough, but in verse 10 of Luke chapter 19, there are three verbs that Jesus uses that summarizes his coming. And that includes as he came as a baby, and that included as he hung upon the cross and as he rose from the dead. So Luke 19:10. And so I want to look at these three, in a sense, ornaments. And if you're a kid, when you get home, before you let your parents have eggnog, you tell them, what are the three things that Pastor Sandy said about the ornaments, these precious things that we want to hang on our tree to remember why Christ came on Christmas. And if you're a parent, do the same thing for your kids. Get to open that one package before they go to bed or have fruitcake or whatever. You got to get them to tell you what are the three words, these three precious ornaments that we want to remember in Christmas. And the first one is the word came. He came. Now, the point is that we did not come to Christ. He came to us. We see this all through Scripture. God comes. God takes the initiative. He came. We did not come to him. In Micah chapter 5, in the prophecy of the Messiah coming, it speaks of the ruler who will come to rule in Israel, born in Bethlehem, but whose coming forth is of old, from ancient days. So he's eternal. He'll be born in time, but he's eternal. He comes to be born in Bethlehem. So Jesus' beginning was not in the manger in Bethlehem. It was not even in conception. His human nature, we Christians believe that God sent his Son, God the Son, who is eternal and God, and joined him to humanity in this one person, Jesus. So Jesus is both human and he is God. He had a human birth, but he's existed forever. So we can say that Jesus not only was born, but he came to earth. He came to us. We see this again throughout Scripture. We see that in John 1, where we're just reading in a moment, the true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. God takes the initiative. The angel came to Mary. The angel came to Joseph in a dream. God comes and sends and comes to people. I'm sorry, I slipped a page here. That he comes, like he came to Zacchaeus, and Jesus came and looked up, and Zacchaeus came down. But God comes first. Now, the Bible says that we don't bring Christ to us. In Romans chapter 10, the Apostle Paul talks about how the righteousness that comes by faith, when we come to trust God, we realize we did not bring Christ into the world. We did not bring him down from heaven. And when Christ died, we did not raise him from the dead. God did this. God took the initiative. Just this past week, I came upon, in one of my old hymn books, a Christmas hymn that I've totally new to me. I've never heard it sung by Philip Doddridge, who wrote it in the 1700s in England. And this phrase, he comes all through that hymn. He comes the prisoners to release and Satan's bondage held. He comes from the thickest films of vice to clear the mental ray and to bring celestial day upon the eyes. He comes the broken heart to bind, the bleeding soul to cure, and with the treasures of his grace to enrich the humble poor. So the very faint, just very first and most precious word that we want to remember, Christmas, actually spoken to Zacchaeus, is that he came. Jesus came. Jesus came to Zacchaeus. Jesus came to us. He comes to us in the preaching of the gospel. He comes to us as we study the Word of God, as the Holy Spirit brings truth. So as Christ came to us, we did not come to him. The second ornament in this special word that we want to remember, kind of hang upon our mental Christmas tree, is the word seek. For the Son of Man came to seek, came to look, to find. The text says that Zacchaeus, it's interesting, the Gospel of Luke uses that word quite a few times about seeking. And a lot of people sought Christ for wrong reasons. Herod sought to kill Christ as a child. Other people, crowds, sought Jesus for the wrong reasons. And sometimes we seek God for our own selfishness, for what we want. But one of the things we realize, the Bible says in Romans 3 that by nature, ever since the fall, we do not seek God. We do not seek him in the right way anyway. We don't seek him for who he is. But all through Scripture, all the way from the Garden of Eden, God seeks out people. So when Adam and Eve fell, they hid, but they heard the footsteps of God seeking them. Where are you? All through Scripture, God sought out Abraham in Ur and brought him to a new land. God sought Moses in the wilderness to lead his people out of Egypt. God seeks people for his own. An angel sought out Mary in Nazareth. Host of angels sought out and summoned the shepherds. Even when we think of the wise men who were great seekers, they sought Jesus. They did not actually, God went first, because the Bible says Daniel lived in Persia, and the people, the school that he taught, led, was called the Magians, which were many generations later the Magi, who knew that when a star appeared, it was time to saddle up the camels and go to Israel. God seeks people. God calls people. Jesus did this all through his life. The paralyzed man beside the pool in Bethesda, who could go nowhere, he could never seek Jesus. Jesus came to him and asked him if he wanted to be healed. The demonized men of Gadara, the only healing in that entire region, Jesus took a boat trip across the Sea of Galilee just to heal those two men. They could not come to him. He had to go through Samaria. Nobody wanted him to go through Samaria. He said, I have to go to Samaria, because he had to meet the woman at the well and the people of that town. And when Jesus rose from the dead, he sought out Thomas to show him his wounds. There are no accidental places where Jesus goes. We think about Zacchaeus seeking to see Jesus, and there's a kind of a, it's an irony that Luke uses in the storytelling. Zacchaeus climbs the tree so that he could see Jesus, but Jesus comes right up to that tree and calls him by name and says, I'm supposed to eat lunch at your house. Who was seeking whom? God seeks. The Son of Man came to seek. And then the last word, save. These are precious words. These are ornaments for our minds, your mental Christmas tree. He came to save. Now, a lot of times we think he came to seek and save the lost. We think of the word lost. We think of people that are just confused or wandering. This biblical term for lost is for ruined. It's like a ship lost at sea, a home lost to a fire or a flood, or relationships that are so broken and lost. This is the word that Luke uses in Luke 15 of the prodigal son, where the father says, the son who was lost to me. He came to seek those who were estranged and alienated, dead in sin, guilty, going their own way. And this was true of Zacchaeus. He was a selfish man. He lived for himself. But we can tell salvation came to his house because when Jesus called him down, he said, half of what I got, I'm going to give it away. And if I've cheated anybody, and he probably cheated a ton of people because the rest of his wealth was going to make things right. But Jesus said, salvation has come to this house. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost, which was Zacchaeus and us as well. And this word save or salvation is all over the Christmas story. Jesus had many names, and he could have been named any of his Old Testament names, like Emmanuel. But Mary and Joseph were instructed to name their son Salvation, Yeshua, Jesus. When they take Jesus to the temple, 8 days after he's born, to be dedicated to the temple, an old guy named Simeon comes up, and he holds this child, and God had given him a revelation that he would see the Messiah before he died. He held that baby in his arms, and he said, I can depart, for my eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. And he's looking at a baby. There he is. There's the salvation of the Lord, Jesus, Savior. For the Son of Man came. We didn't come to him. He came to us. To seek. We didn't seek him. He sought us. To save the lost, to save those who could not save themselves. So the gospel story is here in this Christmas tree that Zacchaeus climbed and looked out. The gospel story is in the gospel. It's at the cross. It's all the way through Jesus' life. And I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas. And think about this. Our Lord, even as a baby, as a young man, as an adult, dying on the cross, rising from the dead, came to seek and to save the lost. And that includes us. He's seeking you. If you're hearing the gospel, he's seeking you. If you're understanding that he will forgive you, he's seeking you. So we hope, if you're a visitor, maybe this is your first time even in a church, I don't know. This is the best news ever. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you call us to trust your child, your son, not just as a child, as an adult, as our Savior, as our King, as the Son of Man, as the one risen from the dead, as the one who is going to return a second time to seek to gather his people. Lord God, we thank you for such a wonderful Son, child born and a Son given at the same time. In your Son, the Lord Jesus, Lord, I pray that you would bless these truths, that he came, that he seeks, and that he saves. Bless that to our heart, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.